In today's podcast, a message of hope in these times that feel hopeless. Hey there, and welcome to the Treasured Ministries podcast, where we believe that inner healing happens through intimacy with God and that you can transform your life through the power of God's word. I want to talk to you today about a message that I gave to our Treasure Tribe Zoom group today. I woke up this morning. Today was our first Zoom call. If you follow along with our ministry, we wanted to start doing Zoom small group meetings for the Treasure Tribe. And so I woke up and I had a sense of heaviness on me. And it was because of the current events. And I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. This past week has been heavy. And the only way that I can really describe how I felt was just incredibly sad. Incredibly sad. And I was surprised at how much it had affected me. And maybe it's because we've had so much going on in our world in 2020. And then to have the events that happened last week, it was just one more thing. And so when I woke up, I just felt sad and I felt heavy. And as I went to the Lord and was having my quiet time, I prayed, God, I cannot pour from an empty cup when we have our first Treasure Tribe meeting. And will you give me a word that will bring me hope in these times that I can bring to these women? And sure enough, our God is so faithful. He took me right to the book of Malachi and shared with me something that I want to share with you today. And that is this. When we begin to measure God's love for us by worldly standards, we will become sad and weary. But when we look at the truth in God's word and remember the amazing grace that he's given to us, everything in the world that is temporary and creates trauma and sadness seems to fade away in the light of the best news, and that is the gospel. I want to start out today by going to the book of Malachi, and the Lord just had me to go into this chapter, and at this time when the prophet is speaking, there is political unrest, not just inside of the government, but also inside of the temple. And I have to say that another reason why I have been feeling sad this week is because there was a very prominent, very fruitful, just a champion of God's word in every way, and he fell. He fell to moral failure, and it just was extremely disappointing when it happened, and it just made me so sad. And there's just this sense of hopelessness, right? When we are inside of our world and we see the political unrest and even unrest inside of the church. And when this happens, we have to remember to look at our lives from an eternal perspective, because that is what will ignite hope inside of our lives. I want to read to you this scripture from Malachi, and then I'm going to read to you the note inside of my Bible that was just a huge aha moment that I want to share with you. All right, so Malachi 1, verses 1 and 2. This is the message that the Lord gave to Israel through the prophet Malachi. I have always loved you, said the Lord. But you retort, really? How have you loved us? And so inside of that verse, we see that the people have become cynical. And I think it's only natural when what we're seeing with our eyes day after day inside of the news, we continue to hear bad reports about people in our government or just the upheaval that is happening and the discord, and it's just heavy. And then when we hear that spiritual leaders have fallen, it's heavy. And we want to look around and we want to say, God, where are you, right? I want to read to you this note inside of my Bible. It says this: unfortunately, many people are cynical about God's love, using political and economic progress as a measure of success. Because the government was corrupt and the economy poor, the Israelites assumed that God didn't love them. And I think that when we experience this inside of our world with, you know, leaders either in our spiritual community, inside of our government, and when we see things that fall apart, it just makes us sad. And there's a sense of hopelessness. But when we begin to look at our lives and measure everything going on through an eternal perspective, everything can change. And I want to encourage you that inside of these times, it's absolutely paramount for you and I to remain steadfast inside of our faith. One of the most inspiring scriptures for me is inside of the Gospel of Mark in the 15th chapter. It's one verse, and I'll never forget when I was writing You Belong to the Bridegroom, and I came across this verse, and it really just, as I began to think about the many women that I've come in contact with Treasured Ministries, and their stories of just trials that they've walked through inside of their lives, whether it was alcohol addiction or facing the horrible betrayal of a husband, infidelity, or walking through sexual abuse growing up, and then just walking through that period of healing with the Lord. And all of these women, when they share their stories with me, it always encourages my heart and blesses me so that while they've had this upheaval inside their life, there they still stand with Jesus at the cross. And inside of Mark 50:40, this is the time in Jesus' ministry where he is being crucified. And so there's the upheaval going on. And think about it spiritually, the Sadducees and the Pharisees that were supposed to be following the Lord, they completely missed Jesus. They were the ones yelling, "Crucify him, crucify him." And then in the political government, the Romans were giving them, these heavy taxes, right? And the disciples so wanted Jesus to come and bring relief from that. And that's not what happened when he came. And the truth is that there was a greater kingdom that he was building, one that we couldn't yet see, right? But imagine, there's Jesus, Lord and Savior, and he's on the cross. And what happened? The disciples fled and left him. The Sadducees and Pharisees, the leaders in the temple, didn't recognize him. Many people yelled, "Crucify him." he was spat on, and there's all this political unrest and spiritual unrest and all this chaos going on. And there is Jesus, the Son of God, who could have gotten off the cross, who could have ended everything, but there was a reason why he remained there. And in Mark 15, verse 40, there's this beautiful verse that says this. Some women were there, watching from a distance, and there meaning at the cross, including Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, the younger son of Joseph, and Simone. Now these women are also mentioned in the 8th chapter of Luke, verses 1 through 3. And if you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I refer to that scripture over and over again because it lists these women who traveled with Jesus and took care of his needs. They walked with him intimately, right? And heard him and all of his teachings and in all of his travels, and they served him. And now there he was on the cross. And many of his disciples had fled, but not these women. Imagine Mary, the mother of Jesus. In fact, one of my, when I saw Mel Gibson's The Passion, the first big thing that struck me about that movie was Mary. There she was, a mother watching her son being whipped and beaten, and there she remained, right? And it's just a beautiful picture of trust and surrender. And don't miss this beautiful moment that despite the political unrest, despite the spiritual unrest, despite not understanding why it had to be this way, there were the women standing at the cross. And when I recalled that verse and read those verses in Malachi, I thought, Lord, forgive me for feeling, for just those heaviness, feelings of hopelessness, right? And it was like all of a sudden the Lord seemed to lift that as I realized that it doesn't matter what happens inside of my world, that I'm going to remain at the cross of Jesus Christ. And no matter the political unrest that happens with our government or with COVID or with the world, would you find hope to remain at the cross? For if we look around to our circumstances, of course we're going to naturally conclude, where is God and what is happening here? And the truth about it is that we don't know everything and we're not intended to know everything. But what we do know is Malachi 1:2. I have always loved you, says the Lord. God is not off the throne. He is right there with us. And I believe with everything in me that those women didn't flee because something inside them, the Holy Spirit, told them that this, no matter how they didn't understand, but that this was a part of the will of God. Will you be brave enough to remain hopeful when you don't understand? Will you believe the good news of the gospel when there's so much bad news going on? I am so thankful for those women that walked with Jesus and remained at the cross. I am so thankful for the many women that I talk to connected with Treasured Ministries. And they've walked through such horrible circumstances, and there they are at the cross. Because the love of God is perfect. And we will never find another match for it anywhere. And so don't ever assume by looking at our news or just saying, well, God, you could have done this and you could have been, why does it have to be that way? You know, and certainly those are natural reactions to that. But when that happens, would you find hope by remembering that now is not the end of the story? The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12, chapter 1 and 2, that Jesus endured the cross because he fixed his eyes on the joy that was before him. And there is joy before you and I too. And flipping back in Mark in that 13th chapter, Jesus talks about the end times. Now, the Bible is very clear, Mark 13, that nobody knows when Jesus is coming back. But what he does tell us is he does give us signs to look for, right? And it talks about that these signs Mark 13:8, it talks about these signs as birthing pains. Now, when I had children and I had birthing pains, it was incredibly painful, right? Can I get an amen? But I was so excited about the joy that was before me that I could endure what was going on. And whenever we look outside of our world, we need to remember that our hope is in heaven. It's not here. And it's certainly not in a person. It is in the Lord. And there is joy before us. And our responsibility here, it says this in Mark 13, 34 and 36, is that, you know, we don't know when Jesus is coming back, but that we're to remain steadfast in the work that he's called us to do. And whether that's the work that you do as you're homeschooling your precious children, or the work that you do as you befriend a neighbor, or whatever it is that God has called you to do. And really, the work that he's called us to do is just to be faithful to him every single day. Lord, let me be faithful to you. And whether that means, like Mary of Bethany, that you break an alabaster jar, or like Mary, the mother of Jesus, you're birthing God's son. I mean, my point in saying this is that the Lord every day has faithful steps that we can take. And let us be about serving him faithfully and reigniting our hope. By when we look around at all the travesty going on, by saying these are birthing pains, so let me get excited about what's to come. And then also remembering that this world is not our home. You know, I'll never forget when I used my Nourish method to go through the book of Daniel. After I did Jeremiah, I was like, I want to do Daniel. And Daniel is an awesome book in the Bible, but it was Daniel was carted off from his homeland to live in Babylon, and Daniel was not, it wasn't his fault, right, that all of this happened. It was because of the choices that other people made inside of Israel, yet he was carted off. But he remained steadfast in his faith and in his purpose. And nobody can take that from us. It doesn't matter the laws that are created or whatever happens. And we need to be those hope carriers, right? We need to be those hope carriers. And just so excited about the joy that is before us. Now, the other thing that I want to point out, and this is something too that was sort of a resounding theme for me that the Lord was giving me as I was studying the book of Daniel, is that, you know, there is no perfect person or ruler. And as somebody that has struggled in my past with codependency, and somebody that needs to keep that at my forefront, codependency is simply a lack of God dependency, and it's idolatry of man. And so when I put a person, a spiritual leader or a political leader, when I put them on a pedestal, I am going to get disappointed. And when this happens with people, may it just remind us to step back and understand that there is one God that we worship, and it is the Lord. And that if we put our faith in a leader or a person, that we will absolutely get disappointed. And it's only natural. It's only natural. People, we want to be led, right? I mean, when you look inside of the story of the Israelites, and, you know, they come to God and they say, we want a king, right? They didn't have a king. And God's like, this is going to be a mistake, but I'll give you a king. And I'm majorly paraphrasing, but, and then Saul was king. But people want someone to lead them. That is a natural desire, right, that we all have. It's a desire that God has given us so that ultimately we would lean on him, our good shepherd, for our compass in life and our leadership. But, you know, people want to be led. They want to be led. And so we tend to, human nature, have this need to attach ourselves to leaders. And I will say that it's very easy to do that, you know, if a leader is very good at what they do, or very charismatic, or all those sorts of things. But if you find yourself in that space, it's time to drop back and say, you know, my faith is in the Lord. And yes, I'm disappointed that this spiritual leader fell into moral failure. But it doesn't take anything away from the one perfect shepherd. I always say this, don't ever let a bad experience with a spiritual leader define who God is. So I also want to say this, that another thing that the Lord has just pricked my heart to do in these times that I believe that we're going to be entering into, where, you know, the Lord needs women who will be bold and speak for him. And I know that that is definitely one way that God is leading me. And one of the ways that we can do that is by taking some time to write out our testimony. It says this in 1 Peter 3:15, instead, you must worship Christ as the Lord of your life. And if, well, isn't that, we've just been talking about that, right? And if someone asks you about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. And I think that we are in times where you can't just say anymore, I just believe it because it's in the Bible, or I just believe it because I believe it, right? When you're talking with people, one of the most powerful things that you can do to share the gospel is talk about how God worked inside of your life. And sometimes this is hard. I know for me, I've started writing out my story, and I'm doing it because I'm planning on sending it to a family member that is an atheist, does not believe in God. And I love this precious one to pieces. She's a young adult, and she's I just love her. But the Lord has told me you need to share your story with her, and that's going to mean, you know, just uncovering some things that that are embarrassing. And sometimes I think in our past we're like, well, I don't want to go there. That's opening up Pandora's box. Can't we just keep that neat and tidy, right? But it is through our stories of the pain in our past and how God has redeemed us, right? That our stories are the very parchment paper that God uses to write his story of the good news. I pray today that you have been encouraged, and, you know, above all, you and I have the best news to share. So in 2021, I want to challenge you to be brave and be bold. And anytime you begin to feel powerless or hopeless, remember that this world is not our home, and there is joy before us. And that is how you can remain steadfast in your faith and stay by the cross no matter what. Thanks so much for joining in today, and I'll talk to you next time. As we close today, I want to say a huge thank you to our awesome donors who make what we do at Treasured Ministries possible. Have a great week.